Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to go over this with you really quick because then everything will make sense at the end of the show, during the show, the beginning of the show, so on and so forth. When you look at the book of Amos 4, I make reference to scriptures quite a bit, but I need to take the time to slow my roll and explain this real quick. Proverbs 7:2 tells us that keep my commandments and live, right? Well, what happens if you don't do that? Well, you can read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and it says, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, he'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. And that's where we're at in this country today. When you go over to the book of Amos, chapter 4, it talks about in chapter 4, verse 4, come to Bethel. This is what the American church has been teaching for decades in this country. Come here. And transgress. Go ahead and break God's law at will. Hey, that's a thing of the past. That's the Old Testament, right? The fact of the matter is it's not. Because if you look at the law, it says, the soul that sinneth it shall die. 18:20 of Ezekiel, right? Jesus said, for example, the act of adultery, even if you look, right? And you can take that to Hebrews 10:26 as well. Judgments under the New Testament are very harsh, friends, compared to that of the Old Testament. Jesus said even the thought. The Old Testament said the act. So when you put them two together, you got to kind of ask yourself the question, where are people getting this from? They're getting it from the American hirelings in the pulpits today, John 10:12. Come to Bethel and transgress. And Gilgal, multiply transgressions, do what you want, we'll use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And bring your sacrifices, bring your tithes and offerings, we'll make it an indulgence, don't worry about your sins, just give us money and we'll overlook the law. Making the commandments of God void, what Jesus warned us of in Mark 4. Bring your tithes after 3 years and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Just tell the Lord thank you. You don't have to mean it, but just say it. With leaven, that is the doctrines of wickedness. And proclaim and publish the free offering. This is like you, O you children of Israel, the Lord's children, today, saith the Lord God. I will give you cleanness of teeth. That means you're going to be hungry, folks, in all of your cities. And a lack of bread in all of your palaces or your places, forgive me. And the Lord said, I've done all of this, and yet you have not returned unto me. This is what the Lord is saying. You know who the bad guys are, but you overlook their wicked deeds. Jeremiah 5:28. You know who they are, and I'm thinking of none other than Bill Gates, that creepy criminal on a massive scale that's allowed to do what he wants to do without consequence coming from the people that he's doing it to. Okay, put that up against Proverbs 21, verse 7. And with that, friends, it's also interesting to note he owns much of the food supply in America. And we know that over the last couple of years, over 100 food distribution plants have burned down mysteriously. The Lord said, well, you're going to have cleanness in your teeth and of teeth. You're going to go hungry and you're going to lack bread in all of your places. And he said, it's me doing this, but you still haven't returned unto me. I'll also withhold the rain from you. It's been the worst 3 years I've ever seen in the state of Minnesota. Talk to the local farmers. They've never seen it in 70 and 80 years. I will hold the rain from you. When there were yet 3 months to the harvest and I caused it to rain upon one city, God is very specific and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. This is where we're at right now. You have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I've smitten you with blastings and mildew. Okay? When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palm worm devoured them. Look at Monsanto. Look what they're allowed to do with a free hand, committing crimes against farmers and poisoning the food and the soil that the farmers use to grow food. The Lord said, I've done this, right? And then he goes on and says, but you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. He's allowing the evil of men to prevail, and he uses it for judgment to bring his children back unto him in repentance. But if you will not be returning unto the Lord, guess what? Here we go again. I've sent unto you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Chemtrails, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. Your young men I have slain with the sword, with unconstitutional wars. So much so that the stink of your camps come up to your nostrils with war after war after war that the politicians in the military industrial complex are creating. But the Lord says unto me, again, he says, yet you have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. This is where we're at, and we'll see this next. I've overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, as you were a firebrand plucked out of the burning, but yet you have not returned unto me. Everything that I'm talking about right now, scripturally, I'm going to show to you as to where we're at in the present. He said, you still have not returned unto me. Listen to what he says next. Amos 4, verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, children of God. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Prepare to meet thy God. Yesterday we highlighted the fact that these military-age men being allured into America over the last 21 years, 22 years. They're military-age men leaving their families behind. Why? Because they have sworn an oath of secrecy to be a part of the UN within the United States of America. There's 35 jihadi camps in America right now. Nobody's talking about it. The American people have deceived themselves as if into believing that it doesn't exist. You're doing this to yourself. You're encouraging the enemy to be the enemy, and the Lord is behind all of it, bringing judgments upon the people. It doesn't need to come to this, friends, but this is where it's going. Folks, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you don't know who we are and this is the first time listening or watching, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years in this country. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on social media platforms, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. All these things that are happening on a daily basis in this country are judgments upon a people that tolerate the crimes of those that they're responsible for, in fact, dealing with. This makes perfect sense, right? Someone want to throw 21:7 Proverbs up on the live chat, please, so people can read it. 21:7 of Proverbs. Looking up at One American News now, folks. Look at this. Look at this. Look at these fascists in these corporate states working hand in glove with the corrupt in government. Basically snuffing out, that's the word, snuffing out anybody that dares exposes them and their nefarious activities. I mean, going so far as endangering the people's lives. Look at the stuff that's been going on with these airplanes. Second Boeing whistleblower dies mysteriously. No, he didn't die mysteriously. I mean, folks, again, how many times have we heard reports of these people, especially under the Clinton years, what, 200 and some people were murdered by the Clintons for coming out and exposing them? And some of them had, you know, three gunshot blasts to the head, and then they reported as a suicide. I mean, the joke was on the people for believing the lies of those that did the killing or the murdering. But again, here we are. Second Boeing whistleblower dies mysteriously from sudden infection, leaving doctors baffled. I bet it was probably just a coincidence. Just a coincidence. Hey, folks, if you tell the truth, they'll snuff you out. You know what? Let them snuff you out. Tell the truth, okay? Because if the truth kills them, then let it kill them. That's what we're here for. We're here to reprove their wicked deeds. Ephesians 5:11. Do not be deterred, nor do you or should you take counsel from your own fears, friends. And that's the fear of man which brings a snare. We do not take counsel from the fear of man in any sense of the word. I had a friend this morning just highlight this. This is in Michigan again. I'll tell you what, that is one state that endures probably more warfare than any other state in our union. Michigan. By the way, we're going to be there on June 1st. Check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But look at this. News Radio Wood, depopulation underway at Hebrooks due to avian influenza. Boy, what a coincidence. And we were just talking about this in the book of Amos chapter 4. These things are happening, and people are saying, well, why is this happening? And the Lord's saying, hey, listen, you still haven't returned unto me. I've done this, and I've done this, and I've allowed this, and I've allowed that, but you still haven't returned unto me. They're commandments, folks, not suggestions. Let me show you this video really quick. This is a girl named Christine Megan. She's formerly of the Air Force, explaining the truth behind the chemtrail technology, which we were talking about in the book of Amos chapter 4 concerning pestilence, and you can also equate that to Deuteronomy 28 verse 4 as well. Why don't we go ahead and listen to what this scientist has to say, speaking of science and telling the truth when it comes to the study of God's creation. Let's listen to what she has to say.
As soon as I heard that, I knew. It validated everything I ever thought. And I thought, I've spent 9 years of my life trying to protect human health, and here we are violating law after law after law. Just sitting here, instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people. And you ask yourself, if this is true and we are spraying the people, where are the pilots? Where are the people? I don't know if you pay attention, but look at Snowden. Look at Manning. People don't come forward because these supposed whistleblower act protections that you have are not enforced, they're not supported, and they really don't exist. Geoengineering is occurring, it's been occurring, it is not new, and your tax dollars are funding this. So it is unethical every day for all the other people that are out there that work in preventive health or even physicians that aren't speaking about this. They need to. The biggest hurdle that we have is disinformation sites. I never say them, but I'm going to today, so that you know if anyone ever gives these to you as a reference to debunk you, it's Metabunk and Contrail Science. Those are two websites that are ran by a government shill named Mick West. He is a computer gaming programmer who tries to tell you about persistent contrails. So somebody who isn't even credentialed in chemistry or physics or ecology, none of that, is trying to tell you that you're crazy. You have to understand that I have met people who used to be purposeful disinformation trolls, as we call them. These people are paid to get you on board to believe a website or an article. So I just want everyone to know
they're
and understand
paid.
That of all things, of all the freedoms that we are losing, geoengineering is the number one issue that we are facing. Because you can have guns and money and you can have everything. If you don't have food and water and you are dying of respiratory and neurological illnesses, what does it matter? So you've heard about vaccines, and you'll hear, you know, about smart meters, and you'll hear about other issues. These are all systemic effects. We are getting overexposed to toxins. People will tell you fluoride's in the water, but it's not a lot. It is a lot because you're getting it everywhere in your food, water that you drink, and you're getting your vaccines. Our bodies cannot metabolize these toxins.
Okay, so there's another highlight. And this is information that we've been given for decades. And the Lord says in Amos 4, this is all taking place, but you still haven't returned unto me. So every day on this show, when we're highlighting what the issues are, and then I tell the American people it's our responsibility to deal with these evils, and we don't do it, well, the evils increase, don't they? That's what I mean by saying, and when I say adding strength to tyranny, you add strength to tyranny by tolerating their corruptions. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's a broken record. Let it be a broken record. But you know what? At least I'm free from the blood of men, regardless if they hear or not. It's my job as a preacher to tell you, regardless if it sounds like a broken record or not. I'll tell you what, if you're so sick and tired of hearing broken records, then why don't you stand up and deal with them? Because this broken record's going to keep playing day in and day out until the American either put a stop to it and deal with them, or they're just going to be completely taken out, and they're going to lose everything that they've got. And this is what we've been trying to warn the people from and of. Prevention is better than cure, and if we don't want to take heed to the word of God, 19:11 of Psalm, then again, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get more of this, and it's going to continue on. I'm going to go ahead and take Stacy from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Stacy. What say you, my friend?
Thank you so much for your episode. I wanted to say I had a picture of raindrops. Usually when it rained, it cleaned my car. And I have to tell you, my car was covered with dirt from the last rain we had. They'd been chemtrailing so heavily.
Interesting.
And you're absolutely right, but we can make a difference if we follow the Christ command that we share the gospel with everyone. All these reprobates, when they come to Christ, can no longer be reprobates. When we share the gospel, Pride Month is coming up, we need to share. We need to share Jesus. That's the answer to all of this.
Yep. I totally agree. And you just said the Pride Month is coming up in June. I'm curious, who actually created that Pride Month? Who was that?
Satan.
Well, I understand that, but who's he using in the process to go ahead and establish these holidays, as they call them?
These wicked government reprobate officials.
Exactly. And where does the responsibility lie? Why are over 300,000 pulpits remaining silent in the face of this? And which, by the way, makes them the greatest advocates through their silence concerning the issues that they failed to deal with. But they're going to have a Pride Month this year again in June, because the church sits back and tolerates it, and now in many cases they're even embracing it. Thank you for your call, Stacy. I'm going to piggyback what you just got done highlighting here. But look at this, folks. Look at this. United Methodist Church votes to allow gay clergy, reversing decades-old ban. Oh, my goodness, folks. Amos 4 addresses this as well. And guess what? That was the final warning before he said to prepare to meet your God, wasn't it? Yep. I just took that off on the back of the collar. You know, one of the things people should ask themselves is reversing decades-old ban. Why was it illegal in the first place? Why do they call them crimes against nature in state statute? Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. Why does the Lord call the sin of homosexuality or sodomy an abomination? Taking out the word sin and putting in the word that the Lord put there. Isn't that amazing? And the Lord says, now I've allowed this to go on, but you still haven't returned unto me. Notice after this was taking place, there was no more coming back to the Lord. Did anybody pay attention to that in Amos 4? Because I caught it. I caught it. This was the last step right here. The church in this country, again, I'm writing a book called The Children of the Apostate that addresses this apostasy for the very reason of what we're seeing today. It is not the church of Jesus Christ, period. This is not. These are the subversives. These are those that are doing their best, unbeknownst to them in many cases, that are being used by corruption in government to go ahead and be used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. Oh, not a good place to put yourself. Read Amos 4 during the break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, I do want you to know that we're going to be in Michigan. This will be at Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. This will be June 1st from 1 to 6 p.m. Expecting a good turnout there as well. That will be an accumulation and a culmination of the people from the state of Michigan from corner to corner in hopes that we can bring these people together in dealing with the corruption and strengthen them in the times to come. Also, next week, we're going to be in Pensacola, Florida. I was just talking to some of those that are promoting the event out that they're expecting the state of Alabama to be there. I don't know what that all means, but I'm expecting that we're probably going to have a sold out, not that we're selling tickets, but just an expression of speech here, a sold out event there. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have Andrew Mueller, Alex Newman, and myself. That will be in Pensacola, Florida. That will be going from 6:30 probably to 9:30. This will be at Encounter Church in Pensacola, Florida, starting at 6:30, probably going till 9:30. So if you're in Florida, please come out and check us out. Say hello to us. We're coming a long ways to come see you and to speak to your community, so we would just greatly appreciate it if you'd at least come over and say, hey, listen to the show, watch the show, whatever the case might be. Let's get back to this. You're seeing this, and I want to tell you, going back to the last segment, the end of the last segment here, why it's the last step in the survival of a country. We've heard it said from John Adams, decadence follows luxury. And luxury, people forget God. Deuteronomy 6, verse 12. And in the fact of the matter is, folks, when you forget God, this is where you end up. People love God so much, they disobey him at every given opportunity. Now we have United Methodist Church votes to allow gay clergy. No such thing. God condemns it. This isn't an ordainment of the Lord. And speaking of which, isn't it interesting that last week we found out that the Boy Scouts of America is betraying tradition, that means attached to old customs, with woke name change? Why would they have to change their name? I told you, when this first came out, you go ahead and mark my words, they're going to lose that organization. And they did. But when they allowed the sodomites to go into the Boy Scouts, you know what they did? They opened the doors for their Boy Scout leaders to go ahead and make a prey out of the boys. And it's exactly what they did. Oh, Bradley, that's far-fetched, is it? No surprise here. This is U.S. News. Check this out. U.S. Supreme Court lets $2.46 billion Boy Scout sex abuse settlement proceed. I told you that was going to happen. People act like it has nothing to do with us here in this country. That's what's crazy about it. Like, so what? They're not our kids. Oh, yes, they are. Hey, just think about all those kids that you're overlooking today. Just wait until they grow up. Just wait until they grow up. If you think things are bad now, wait until they grow up and they're going to look at you and they're going to say, you did nothing to stop these criminals from attacking us. They're so encouraged today to do the things that they're doing. Friends, look at this. This was a post. It's LGBTP now. And this is another thing. I was called by the mainstream media across the country. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, she came out at me twice saying I was a liar, I was a bigot, I was a hater. It has nothing to do with the kids. Oh, really? Well, then why do you have said representatives in the United States of America failing to protect the kids, number one, failing to prosecute those that make it prey out of the children? Read Luke 17, 2, because they're going to sooner or later, like it or not. But isn't it interesting that they go ahead and they now are so emboldened that they're trying to actually create what they call policies. They call it law. It's not law. It's a violation of law. It's a transgression of law. And the people need to stand up and condemn them. And again, this is why we have vigilante justice, because people aren't going to put up with this. But now what they're doing, friends, is they're trying to normalize the crime. You have said legislators, Colorado, San Francisco, that are trying to normalize adult children's sex. I'm not kidding you. Do you think that the Lord's just going to let this go on? And we're beyond now. I just want to make clear, we're beyond the people responding to the truth of the matter in Amos 4. Nope, this was the last stage. This was the last step where the Lord said, prepare to meet your God. He said that he even judged those and he dealt with people according to the way that he dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. That was the last one. That's where we're at. Look at this. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pedosexual. This is the stuff they're trying to normalize, friends. This is the stuff they're trying to normalize. And I got to tell you something, folks. Looking down right now, you know what just absolutely gets me to the core? Is the people that are behind the control boards on all of our social media platforms are throttling them every given step to make sure that you do not get this information. These are the kind of people that are trying to protect these criminals. It's not going to work, bad guys. Just wanted to let you know. It's not going to work. And why do they do it? Well, that's all you have to do is go over to Ecclesiastes 8:11, and you'll understand why these people go ahead and dare the justice of God. Here, listen carefully so you can understand. The Bible says, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, it should be by the people, but it's not. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Is that what's going on? Absolutely, that's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. See, I want to say this too. What people don't understand is when you go ahead and give it a pass, I'm talking about what God condemns, like sodomy, homosexuality, lesbians, whatever they want to call themselves. You have to understand the trail that follows them. And this is another thing that we continuously try to make the people aware of. They're subversive. They're abominable in the face of God, friends. Not a good place to put yourself. Seriously isn't. Look at this. And Nike's getting a good taste of it right now. And praise God that they are. Diversity X, right? The executive scams Facebook. Nike out of millions of elaborate fraud schemes. Of course. Couldn't happen to a better corporation or company. You're advocating the crimes that she's guilty of now committing against you as well. How's that working out for you? Oh, and let me highlight this because this is brand new as well. This just came out 4 days ago. I didn't get to it because I had other things to hit before I got to this. But look at this, friends. This is big league politics. House committee report exposes global social media censorship regime. And if you want justice in America, friends, I'm telling you right now, you're not getting it in the courts. But I do have this for you with a big question mark on it. Why is it that if they're telling you the truth, then why is it that they have to censor the people that aren't? Because they have a long history of lying better than most know how to tell the truth, and the people are giving them a pass to continue on. You just got done listening to that one woman expose chemtrails and how they're poisoning the people on a worldwide basis, right? And she was talking about how the media outlets are hiring people to go ahead and browbeat dissenters, those that don't go along with it, to try to shame them or to demonize them into believing the lies that they're promulgating. She said they're bought and paid for, didn't she? How many times have we conveyed that to you? If they're going to do that with me, I am on the head of the spear, Americans, for you. Not by will, but by call. I'm on the head of the spear. I guess my lot in life is to deal with the radicals on the front. Why? Because I don't see a whole lot of people willing to do that. And it's not that I'm doing it because they're not doing it. I'm doing it because it's in my heart to love the Lord enough to obey him to the fullest degree. Well, Bradley, you're just one guy. I know. I am just one guy. And it's interesting that you would say that because I'm in the book of Judges right now. And it's interesting how the Lord continuously used the one, like Judah or Ehud or Shamgar or Jephthah or Gideon. Or even Deborah or Samson. Notice they're in ones. Notice they were just one person that the Lord used to overthrow the enemy. Why are they censoring Bradley Dean? Because of just that. Because of the success that we have had by the Spirit of the Lord in this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I also want to say this, if you don't mind. I would also ask that you would consider keeping us out there, friends. I would ask that you'd consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty, especially for those that are being fed every day of the week from the show. They said they have church here every day. Well, if that's the case, then please consider supporting us in keeping us out in the face of what's going on out there. We are not a begging ministry. We never have been, and we never will be. We're just letting you know that without you, we are not here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Sons or Daughters of Liberty. Okay, so again, check this out. House Committee Report Exposes Global Social Media Support Censorship Regime. I was just talking about a second ago, friends, how if you want justice, you're not going to get it from the courts. Nope. That's why you need to take it back at them 10 different ways. Go get billboards. Put ads in the paper. Take these videos, friends, that we're sharing with you right now, these live videos, and share them with your friends and see it through. Let me say to them what you're unwilling to say to them if that's the case. I'm more than willing to be that guy. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, that's why I'm here in the first place. You got to take it back at the enemy 10 times, friends. Not just say, oh, well, can't do anything about that one. No, stand up and take it to them. Let the truth kill them. Because I'm here to tell you, friends, truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it rises when we obey. Amen. Hallelujah. Just ask Moses and Joshua on top of the mountain when their arms were raised. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, so I want to end it with this. It's interesting. Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. But we are in this life with other people. And the Lord said in John 13:35, by this the world will know that you're my disciples by the love that you have for one another. Oftentimes when you're in this war, and a war it is, it's interesting to find so many that you thought were in it with you for the Christ are not at all. How many times I have felt that, okay, this person gets it, and then you kind of take a step back, give them a minute, the Lord brings it to the light concerning who they are and manifesting their heart, and before you know it, they're just as bad as the people that you're complaining about. And yet you're trying to figure out in question as to how is it that you claim to be that one that walks in the light when you're promoting darkness? I mean, it's pretty hypocritical, isn't it? Well, locally, that just happened. Locally, that just happened. And interesting, you just come to the conclusion that people, if they're not preaching the word of God, you just need to be careful and keep evangelizing. We're all to do the work of an evangelist, the Bible tells us. That includes the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, and the pastor. We just have to keep going forward and persuading men, because knowing the terror of the Lord, that's what we do. We persuade men. But it's very disheartening at times Again, not that you're putting any weight into men, but you just kind of feel like you get a little momentum going, and then all of a sudden, there they go. You know, King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Those that keep his precepts, his word, right? Those are hard to find, let me tell you. Why am I saying this? Because, again, it just happened this week. It's like, what is it that you don't understand? I've given the analogy of Matthew 7, 16 through 20 100 times. If the apple tree is producing something outside of the fact that he claims to be an apple tree, it shows you that he's not an apple tree. I'm talking metaphorically, right? Because it tells you about the fruit that men bear. And that's, again, how you're supposed to judge them. If I go to an apple tree, it bears forth apples. If I look at a man that claims to be a Christian and he's producing wicked fruit, we know that he is not a Christian, but yet his father's the devil. John 8:44. That's pretty easy to figure out. Common sense comes into place. Well, Bradley, they're good men. No, there's none good. There's none righteous. No, not one, Jesus said. And our righteousness is but filthy rags. But the point that I'm making is if they're not preaching the word of God, friends, you know, the Bible is clear when it says, those that the Lord sends speaketh forth his words. If they're not speaking forth his words, this may hurt your feelings. You're literally good for nothing. You need to repent until that's what comes out of your mouth, that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, Philippians chapter 1. And why do we want our conversation to become, and I'm not talking metaphysics, but why do we want our conversation to become the gospel? Because we want to be partakers of a salvation, liberation from sin and bondage, that we grow up into him, 2 Peter 3:18, in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, so anyways, with that said, if they're not preaching the word of God, friends, and they're not practicing what they preach, get away from them. Because I'm telling you, friends, I am telling you, from being out there nationally, from doing events from A to Z with you name it, we've done it. And how few on one hand I can tell you are the real... No, I'm sorry. Across the country that I would say that is a man of God and you know him. I want to tell you how you know who a man of God is. By the trouble that he's in for doing the right thing. Not for those that are trying to avoid trouble. Not to those that are trying to get out of trouble. No, the church is called to go and do what? Reclaim heathenism. And that's going to be a warfare. I mean, my goodness, folks. Look at the men of God throughout Scripture. When the Holy Ghost came on them, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, what did they do? They went into the camp of the enemy and they dealt with the enemies. Now you're taught it's the devil. Because people haven't read their Bibles, and that's exactly the problem I'm highlighting right now, and we need to bring about resolve. The majority, easy, hands down, in a high percentage of those that claim to be Christians and conservatives in this country, I can tell you, without any reserve, you better check them by their fruit. And if they're talking the mainstream media's talking points, it's because that's what they're feeding on. Hey, folks, if they're not exposing it, they're a part of it. Period. It's a fact. I want to go to this really quick, and I want you to check this out. Do you guys all remember this? Donald Trump. Listen, do you remember Donald Trump? I want you to think about this. For a year and a half, Donald Trump kept calling out Hillary Clinton. He did the same thing with Biden. It's just all smoke and mirrors. That's all it is. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. But isn't it interesting? Donald Trump called out Hillary Clinton for all of her lies over and over. Said she belongs in jail. He's going to call forth a special prosecutor, right? You remember this? And do you guys remember what he said within the first 41 seconds of his victory speech? This is the first time around. I want you to listen to this.
Secretary Clinton.
Listen carefully.
She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory. And I congratulated her and her family.
Listen carefully.
Very, very hard fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Listen carefully.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard.
This is the one he just got done saying for a year and a half needs to be prosecuted for her crime. She needs to go to jail. This is the first things he said within 41 seconds to the people that put him in office.
Over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
Americans owe Hillary Clinton, after Donald Trump did nothing but attack her for a year and a half concerning her crimes that she committed against the American people. He then says that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Can anybody make this up? No. And what's interesting about it is after he won office, right? And I'm talking about corporate America here. Trump says of the Clintons in the 60-minute interview that they are good people. I'm showing it to you right now on social media platforms. He said it was just talking points. He was telling people what they wanted to hear. I know a good portion of you worshipers, Acts 12:22, still haven't figured this out, but I do want you to check this out. This is Hillary Clinton. This is Hillary Clinton right now on MSNBC. She's comparing Trump to Hitler. Now, is she driving traffic away from Trump, or is she being used as a controlled operative to drive support to Donald Trump? Okay? Just think, if it was real what they sold you, then why is Hillary Clinton out there still attacking Donald Trump? She's not attacking Donald Trump. She's driving support to Donald Trump is what she's doing. Listen.
The world has been here before. People did not take the kind of threats that we saw in the 1930s as seriously as they should, including American journalists. You know, people were
taking it. Isn't it interesting she's using Adolf Hitler
that,
as the example?
Controlled. He may have said some outrageous things, but, you know, it'll the institutions will hold. A determined demagogue, unfortunately supported by members of his political party, other enablers, people who care more about a future tax cut than the sanctity of the Constitution, are falling in line behind him.
Did you hear that? She is comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. And you know who's supporting Donald Trump? The same people that are supporting Israel, regardless if they're making distinction or not, concerning who the Jews are and who they are not. The ones that are calling now in Israel, that are calling for the imprisonment of anybody that brings forth the name of Jesus under the dictatorship of Netanyahu, that is being sold to the American people as him who needs the support of America as they attack Christians in America. This is another show, but this Charlie Kirk guy, folks, he's a plant. He's a prop. He's a sodomite supporter. These people are the ones that are supporting Donald Trump. They're supporting Israel. And folks, you better pay attention to the details as to how this is being played out, because both what you know is to be the bad guy and the good guy, they're all in it together. You have to come to terms with all of this, friends, because
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.